For 2 months in summers like this, the city's assortment of pools keeps kids wet and cool and their families calm. That's the spray pools, wading pools, deeper pools, and two indoor pools. That's where council members Rashid Wyatt and Joel Ferraletto are focusing in the wake of City Hall's inability to get Shoshone Pool repaired in time for this summer, with a budgeted cost nearing $2 million. Wyatt says maybe indoors is the way to go.
Myself and council member Ferraletto have been looking at this. We were going to spend $1.8 million in repairing Shoshone Pool. And when you really think about it, for a short summer, it really makes sense to use that money in a more effective, efficient way that can be used year-round, a facility that our kids can have access to all year-round, even during the winters.
There are actually a lot of public indoor pools, but they're all in city schools and not generally available for use of anyone but students in those schools, and are closed at this time of year. That's a long-running dispute because of union contracts, which would impose high costs to have building engineers keep the pools open outside of school hours. With the city's capital budget in the early stages, the Brown administration is considering what to do about pools, more pools than almost any other city. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.